It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show in the new year of 2020. Good morning and welcome to all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in as we turn the page and start a new year. Thank you for listening to us here, 7:30 Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, 6:30 tape replay. If you're tuning in for the very first time, this is the Moneyline Financial Show. My name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner, registered investment advisor representative with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC, and our offices are located here in Pittsburgh on Liberty Avenue in the Strip District, and we cover the areas of general financial planning. We talk about a lot of the financial subjects that are of importance to you. We are here for a half hour each day. Saturdays, we take your phone calls to about 9 o'clock after the program, and you could call in. If you call during the program, just simply leave a message, and we'll call you after the show. The 412-281-3119 number, toll-free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget, those are the very same numbers that you can use during the week if you need some help with your own planning. Maybe just have a couple questions, looking for some direction or a second opinion, that's fine. Just give us a call. You can also check out our website, too, DukovichFinancial.com. I know we're working on a new site also. Not as easy as you think to just throw out a new website. A lot of things you have to go over to get it all clicking in the right way, working in the right way. And so I thought it was just, hey, push a couple buttons, here you go. not that easy, but it looks pretty good. I guess the test models or whatever you call them, test runs, they look pretty nice. Great. But we're here, like I said, on the weekends to talk about basic investment and financial planning questions. Year's over. So you're done with all the capital gains transactions that you can do for last year, 2019, capital gains, capital losses. Those are over. Pretty much done for all you employed people, work for universities or individual businesses with your 401ks. And 403Bs as far as salary reductions go, but you start a whole new year. So today, this week, it's the beginning of the year, so you have new numbers that you can tell your payroll people about if you want to save some more money. So you might want to get started right away out of the gate, because the sooner the money comes out of your pay into your 401k or 403B, if it's the traditional type, you will pay less taxes. Let's think about that. Save some taxes right from the get-go. You also might have the possibility or the option, too, of starting a Roth contribution into these plans. Now, keep in mind, if you're going to start saving in these programs, the Roth side is not a tax write-off to you. The idea with the Roth is you're putting money in. It's after tax. It'll make some money and hopefully grow, that when you take the money out down the road, you don't pay any taxes. So, and I'm here to tell you that's not a bad thing, because I deal with a lot of people, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80. It'd be nice to have some money that's tax-free as various expenses pop up later on in life. And in some cases, unfortunately, a lot of people, all they have is all that retirement money that I call radioactive. It's radioactive money, and the IRS has the Geiger counter. Every time you take some money out, they're notified that you take money out, you pay taxes on it. Now, one good thing, I guess, here living in Pennsylvania, they don't tax the retirement money right now. Talking to a couple of clients in New York that have a Pennsylvania pension, they're paying New York tax on it. How about that? So right now, for retirees, Pennsylvania is not too bad. They don't tax your retirement income. They don't tax your IRA income, your pension income. They don't tax your Social Security. Other states do. So if you're thinking about moving, you know, after retirement, think about where you're going to set up or, you know, establish your new home base. Now, I know Florida is one of the most attractive because, quite honestly, they don't tax anything. They have a sales tax like we do, but that's about it. They don't have an inheritance tax. Was working with a client the other day, and I might have mentioned this on previous shows. Sister passed away, left him some money. He's paying 12% inheritance tax. Now, think about it. On $100,000, what's 12%? $12,000. in Pennsylvania inheritance tax. How about that? So if you think, let's say you inherit $1 million from your brother or sister, $120,000 in inheritance tax. How about that? Florida, zero. And as far as I know, Ohio, 40 miles away, is zero. So just a couple things to think about. Think about the income taxes. I know we're not close to tax season yet, but it's going to be starting, and we have some tax updates already from the IRS for all you people that use your cars and trucks and everything else for some type of business. We'll go over those numbers when we come back, so stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. First show of the new year, by the way, coming up next week's Christmas, Orthodox Christmas on Tuesday. Another great day to, you know, meet with family and friends, and of course, eat more than you should, right? That's the way it works. So I know a lot of people in this area are celebrating that holiday. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time. I know my grandparents, they came over on the boat, as they say, celebrated for years. It was always a lot of fun, always a lot of fun. New information for the new year. We have some mileage updates for you people that use your cars. The Internal Revenue Service announced their 2020, they call it their optional standard mileage rates that you use to calculate the deductible cost of operating an automobile for business, for charity, medical, or moving purposes. Now, you can use the mileage system or you can use actual expenses. So beginning this week, January 1st, 2020, the standard mileage rates for the use of a car, which also includes a van, pickups, or panel trucks. I mean, a lot of people have pickup trucks. That's their car. That's what they use. So beginning, 57.5 cents per mile driven for business. That's down a half of a cent from the rate in 2019. How about that? Wonder why. Price of gasoline. That's so funny. Just driving up and down Route 8, I'm looking at the price of gas. One place is $2.70. Go up the road a little bit more, it's $2.40. Figure that out. So I got the gas update from my mom, who watches the gas prices up and down the road. She'll let you know where the cheap gas is. But 57.5 cents for business use, 17 cents per mile driven for medical or moving purposes. That's down 3 cents from 2019, and 14 cents per mile driven in the service of a charitable organization. And I know a lot of you people keep your log. You want to keep your log for tax purposes. One of the nice logs is one of those calendars, like little pocket calendars. You write the mileage in at the top and who you're going to visit in a little box down below, because your tax person's going to want to see that stuff, and that helps you out with your taxes. You got to know the system. I would say that's probably one thing. A lot of people just sit there and wait for taxes to help happen. Just sit and wait for it to happen instead of figuring out how the system works. What are the rules? What are the regs? What am I allowed to do? A lot of people don't go out and educate themselves. Now, I'll just take the personal everyday person that's like works for somebody. they don't keep track. Okay, what's, you know, can I itemize? What's the standard deduction? What can I put in these retirement accounts? What can I write off now? How's charitable work? What rate am I paying taxes on dividends, capital gains? Can I write off my mortgage interest? There's so many things that you should look into to understand the system. And people say, well, why would I want to do that? It will put more money in your pocket. Now, if I'm a business owner, I want to look at that too. I want to know, you know, what can I spend money on? What's a deduction now? What has to be depreciated? What are considered legitimate business expenses and, you know, in the running of my business? Can I write off a computer? Can I write off advertising? Can I write off, you know, whatever? So, that, yes, those are things you want to look into. Again, why? Because it will put more money in your pocket if you know the rules and regs. Now, keep in mind, the year's over, right? We're done. It's a new year. It's 2020. It's very difficult to go backwards and bring up new deductions. In the next week or two, I'll start talking about deductions for businesses and individuals after the fact. So we still have some places to put money that mostly deal with retirement plans that you can get a nice deduction for last year. But as far as the count, it's a whole new game. It's a whole new counter taking place right now, and they're counting everything up right now. So go into the new year, maybe trying to educate yourself a little bit about what you can do as an individual or a couple, or what you can do as a business owner to start taking advantage of these deductions now. A big one I always mention, check into health savings accounts at work to see if you have one. See what you can do with those. Especially if you are more healthy than, you know, and you're not going to the doctor a lot. You ought to check into those. That's a nice way to put some money away, nice way to cut your medical bills. And I try to explain it to this people this way. They're saying, well, what's the big deal with the health savings account? I said, okay, you pay insurance premiums, right? Let's say you pay, well, $500 a month for insurance premiums. Okay, reasonable number, probably a little bit higher, but reasonable. Now, let's say with the health savings account, you're still going to pay $500 somewhere. But that whole $500 is not going to go to the insurance company. Part of that $500 is going to go into an account in your name. And if you never used a doctor that much during the year, guess what you get to keep? The part that went into your name in that account. You're still going to pay some money. The question is, how much do you keep? You can pay $500 to the insurance company, gone. You'll never get a chance of getting it back, right? But if you're able to set up the health savings account, part of that $500, you may be able to keep for future years. That's the idea. You're paying the money to begin with. Figure out how to keep some of it for yourself. Oh, and here's the other thing about it that's great about the health savings account. It's a big tax deduction above the line. They call it above the line deduction. It's before you get into itemized deductions and whatnot. So people say, well, what's that mean? That means it's coming right off your taxes, right off the top. It's a good deal. So here we are, right? What's it, January 4th? We're just starting. Check into it. That's pre-planning for the new year. Just little things like that as you look at all the different money issues you have to deal with. Just little things like that could save you some money. The other thing I would tell you too, and I know talking to a couple friends of mine that are what are called P&C agents, property casualty agents, which means your homeowners and car insurance and all that stuff, double check your liability limits on that. That's one thing to look at for the new year. Make sure you have enough liability coverage, especially if you're starting to have money, starting to have assets, your home's paid off. You want to cover any potential risk out there, so make sure you look at that. Okay, stay tuned. We have to take a short commercial break. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name's George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show, the first show of 2020. Hey, don't forget, we're going to be around till about 9, taking your questions at 412-281-3119, toll free, 1-800-400-3119. And don't forget, while we're on the show, you'll go rate the voicemail. But if you get voicemail after that, it means we're talking it up on the phone with someone. And sometimes those conversations can get kind of long because you're asking details and things of that nature. And that's important. People say, hey, I have some money to invest. I say, boy, that's nice. And they're like, well, what should I do with it? I don't have a clue. What do you mean you don't have a clue? That's what you do. I said, nope. What we do is we do financial planning. I need to know what you're up to before I can tell you where to invest it. It's just, you don't run out and say, hey, here's my money, go take it. Investments have different objectives, different goals, different risks. That's why you need to know where you are in life to determine where you're going to invest this money and what kind of risk you could take, what's your time frame. There's so many issues you need to deal with. And that's, I think that's how a lot of people just get in trouble, to go say, oh, I want to make some investments. Go ahead, invest it any way you want. It doesn't work that way. It's not the best way to do it. You need to have a plan. You need to have a goal. You need to have some objectives. Then investigate what's out there and make a choice that's best on helping you obtain your goals and objectives. That's the way you do it. You just don't throw money around out there without, you know, having an idea what's going on. And I try to tell people, too, same thing we talked about, taxes, educating yourself. Educate yourself on the investments. That way, when the investments do something, you're like, yeah, I know they could do that. I understand. That's what happens. I understand they go up and down and all around. Or if I have something very safe, well, that means I hear the stock market's doing really well, but I'm not participating because I'm in something very safe. It's not going to pay those big returns. And I understand that, and I accept that because that's what I wanted. So that's what you need to do. You need to understand how they work. They're like tools. Tools that you have in the garage. Maybe too many tools in the garage. And you understand how they work. They all do a different job. And once you understand that builds in the comfort zone. You have less stress about money and finances. You have a better handle on what you're doing or what you're trying to do. Hey, last year, though, what are you going to do? Wall Street closed the books on Tuesday on a blockbuster 2019 for all you investors that were in the stock market, the broader market delivering its best return in 6 years. The S&P 500 finished with a gain of 28.9% for the year, or a total return of 31.5% when you throw in the dividends. How about that? The NASDAQ composite rose 35.3%. For both indexes, it was the best annual performance since 2013. So not bad, right? Technology stocks helped the NASDAQ move higher. Technology stocks probably did about the best. NASDAQ, guess what? 48%. Wow. Up high. The Dow Jones Industrials gained about 22%, and the Dow was helped mostly by Apple. Now, all last year, all along the way, the three major indexes set more record highs than in 2018. And the bull market's still going. Everyone feels kind of good for what's happening, you know, into the new year. You might have remembered that people were talking about recession last year. Oh, it's going to be recession. Right now, nobody's seeing a recession at all. Nobody's coming out and saying there's going to be a recession. Right now, everything's doing okay. And you take it when it's coming, when it's good. What do you say? Don't mess with it. Leave it alone. Now, as we look at some of the mutual fund categories or certain segments of the market, as we look at to large cap value funds for the year up about 26%. See, large cap value funds aren't as aggressive as growth funds. The P.E. ratio in value funds are much lower than the P.E. ratios in growth funds. The companies just aren't growing as much. But large cap value, about 26.5%. Large cap growth last year did about 36%. Okay. Not bad. Mid-cap value funds year-to-date, through 2019, mid-cap value funds up about 27%, mid-cap growth funds up about 35%. Then we head over to the small guys. Small cap value funds up over 22%. Small cap growth funds up 28.4%. So all along the way, not too bad. Pretty much all the indexes did well. A lot of the global indexes did well. Even REITs. I mean, U.S., you know, real estate investment trusts, you keep hearing us talk about those. REITs were up about 23% here in the U.S. Globally, REITs up about 23% also. Not bad. So pretty much across the board, everything did pretty well. Biggest declines on some of these sector funds were dealing with natural gas. Why? There's a lot of it. Anytime you, and it's with anything really, if you have a lot of supply, for instance, if a store has a lot of widgets left over, what are they going to do to get rid of them? Cut the price of the widgets. Cut the price will go down. Right now, we have a lot of natural gas, so what's happening to the price? It's going down. And the people say, well, how did that happen? Technology happened. Technology has enabled the gas drilling companies to create more gas than they ever thought possible. So right now they're working on ways to offshore the stuff. We're now, if not the largest, one of the largest independent energy producers in the world, where we used to depend on the Middle East for everything. Now we don't. We're selling some of this stuff. We're selling it to a lot of foreign countries, even New York. So how about that? So other big items to think about, we talked a little bit about last week. Some of the tax that the new Secure Act came into play, and that starts this year. So you now have the elimination of the stretch IRA, and basically that's where someone that's not your spouse, you leave, and let's go with just children or, you know, a non-spousal beneficiary. They no longer have the option of stretching that money out over their lifetime. Basically, you're looking at a 10-year paydown. Now, for most children that are smart, they'll play the full 10 years. They'll play it. Then if they know their strategy, again, which means knows the tax law, let's say they're taking money out of your IRA, they can save more in their 401k to help offset if they're that smart, or in their own IRA. Put contributions, not the money from the Benny IRA, but their own contributions. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Moneyline Show, first year 2020. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive a step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline. This is George Dukovich. Just a reminder, we're down the home stretch here for the first show of 2020. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we'll have, some more tips on what to do to help you with last year's taxes to maybe save a few dollars, only if you want to. You don't have to save money if you don't want to, but we'll try to help you do that. And we'll also try to help you think about some things, saving money for the new year, right? That's what you want to do. Health savings account, look into that. look into the retirement plan at work. Had another sucking to mom. Mom said, hey, daughter got a job. She got a nice job. She's got a great job down in Florida, nursing in the medical field. I said, great. But they don't have a retirement plan. I said, let's set up our own. Well, what do you mean? She can save money every month in an IRA or a Roth IRA. Let's pick one. And you know, of course, mom said, well, how does she put money in the account? I said, mom, we got to get the kids thinking independent now. Here's the way they do it. They either write a check or set up an automatic investment plan out of their checking account. She goes, really, you can do that? I said, yes, you can. It goes every month. And do you know where it is, mom? Out of sight, out of mind. And she goes, yeah, you know what? You're right. If we leave it to them to send a check, they're not going to send a check. But if we can talk them into saving every month, that's going to work. That was daughter number one. I said, what about daughter number two? Forget it. She's a spender. It's not going to work. I said, well, that's the way it is in every family. But I said, if you can try to talk them into doing it automatically every month where they're not required to do something, and you just keep beating it into them, save your money. That way, when they are at work and work now has a retirement plan, it's kind of like routine. Oh, yeah, take some money out of my pay. And not only that, hey, the business might give you a little bump, give you a little match. It's even better. It's almost like you, as a parent, you have to keep coaching these younger people about money. You got to keep, hey, this is the way it works. This is, you know, welcome to the big world. This is if you want to have money down the road. This is if you want to have, you know, retire and do something and be financially independent down the road. This is what it takes. And if you can get them automatically, that's going to work. And part of these new rules with the Secure Act and the stretch I was talking about, if you, you know, have children and you're talking to them that they're the beneficiary of your account, say, listen, if I don't spend all my retirement money, you're going to get it. But if you do get my retirement money, you're going to have to take money out. If you have to take money out of my account, put as much as you can into the retirement plan at work, because you're going to have the same, if not maybe more, cash flow. You got to get them to think like that, or what's going to happen? All those years you worked and you think that, hey, I like to leave some money to the kids, it's going to be gone in a flash. Because they're just going to take it and spend it. And I'm here to tell you, they don't care about the 30, 40% coming out in tax. They really don't. So, again, this is a teachable moment. It's a coachable moment. You got to coach them and say, listen, if you do inherit this stuff, here's your ticket. This is going to help you out down the road. You inherit the IRA. You got to take the payments out. You got to take the required distribution. Make sure you bump up the savings at work as much as you possibly can. Bump it up, because that way, when you're retired and my age, you're going to have enough money. You're not going to worry about things. You're going to be able to do things that you want to do. And if you have grandkids, you can spend money on them. So that's going to be, a lot of you parents are going to have to deal with that. So we're going to talk more about the Secure Act. We have that. A number of issues facing benefits or benefit plans with employers. So we're going to talk about those two also in the coming weeks. And a lot of the small print is starting to sneak its way out. And that's what happens. You hear the big name, but it takes a while to get all the small print out. So we'll start passing it along here in the next few weeks. But again, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in as we start a new year. And of course, most special of all, I'd like to thank everyone. A happy Orthodox Christmas that's going to be celebrating this week. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial, they help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any estate financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.